Title 14 of Anchorage's Municipal Code lists a wide variety of offenses with pocketbook impacts. Many of the fines and penalties are undergoing official revision in a proposed ordinance. At Tuesday's assembly meeting, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan said only one more adjustment needs to be made before passage.
I've just been informed by Ms. Salen Westover that there is actually a couple sections that will have to be amended anyway because the code says you cannot have fines in excess of $300, and there's a whole list of fines that go to $500.
The mayor said the new fine and penalty code will be ready for an assembly vote by its July 21st meeting. Westover is Rhonda Westover, acting municipal attorney. She said the original request to change the fine and penalty code came from the administrative hearing office that handles a lot of the civil violations.
The attorney that worked on this sent emails out to each of the departments and asked them if the fine that was in the code was appropriate and matched what their code provisions said. So in some cases, there are ranges now offered rather than just a specific fine.
Mayor Sullivan said the ranges are important for effective enforcement.
If you do have a repeat offender, instead of just giving them the same $50 fine, you know, a repeat offender clearly isn't deterred by sometimes if the fine's too small. So give us the hearing officer a range, and if the hearing officer, you know, is misusing that range, well, we look at it then. But I think for the most part, they adjudicate fairly, and it just gives them some options.
Sometimes the lower option is appropriate, such as with a new Anchorage resident whose scattered garbage shows he's never before encountered the fondness ravens or seagulls have for full plastic trash bags left unprotected. However, garbage violations do carry some of the heaviest penalty ranges under the revised code. Failure to use solid waste collection service or have proper solid waste storage, improper handling of waste, unsanitary storage, all carry penalties running from $75 to $1,000. Vandalism, littering, injuring or harassing animals, unauthorized camping or vehicles on public lands, or violations in cemeteries now range from $50 to $500. Before, the most expensive fine was $75. The Department of Law submitted the ordinance via then-acting mayor Matt Klayman in mid-April. It's received considerable assembly member attention since then, so Tuesday evening's discussion was pretty much limited to a single topic, hang gliders. The two Chugiak Eagle River area representatives, Assembly Chair Debbie Osiander and Bill Starr, brought up the matter. Starr said the problem isn't with the jump-off areas.
Other than access and a clute in a land, I don't believe that they actually have to have a permit to jump off mountaintops in this community.
However, where you land could hit your wallet.
There's a group that paraglides by jumping off of Mount Baldy in my area. They've got a landing agreement worked out with a private resident. However, if they get blown off course or there is some challenges with what's going on out there, they may need to land on municipal land. And I think that's entirely appropriate. We've got wide open space out there, and I don't really want to compromise the safety of these folks by them having to pull up short or try to dive for a landing spot in order to not be fined.
As originally proposed, improper parachuting or hang gliding carried a fine ranging from $50 to $500. As changed Tuesday evening, that's dropped from $25 to $75. If, as expected, the full fine and penalty schedule passes at the Anchorage Assembly's July 21st meeting, it would take effect 30 days later in August. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.